Let's open this morning with prayer. O Lord our God, may the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So there I was, standing on a rock, looking down at the water far below, and thinking to myself, what am I doing here? Actually, I remember several things going through my mind at that point. One was, this cliff didn't look nearly that high from down below. The second was, you know, I really can't see the bottom. And the third is, why in the world did I ever climb up here? But of course, all my friends were watching. And not just my friends, but all the people there were watching. So what did I do? I jumped. I gave in to peer pressure. Looking back, it's probably not the smartest thing I ever did. In fact, looking back at my life, many of the not-so-smart things I did in my life were because of peer pressure. Looking back in your own life, I'm sure the same may be true. Maybe you haven't been in that exact situation. Maybe you've done things that you didn't think were smart because of peer pressure. It's a proven scientific fact that when people get into a mob or a group, they do things that one person alone would not do. One of my teachers used to say that teenage boys share a single brain. The more you get together, the less each individual has. And it seems like that's true, doesn't it? Maybe there are times when people are egging you on, and you think, hey, I need to do this so that they look on me well. Maybe it's just a thing like wearing the right clothes. Wearing clothes that people think are cool. Or maybe it's knowing that I don't want to act like I'm trying to learn in class, because that's not cool. Or if I stand up for that person. Or if I go hang out with someone who isn't popular. These are all forms of peer pressure. And it's a real thing. It's nothing new. It's been going on since the beginning of the world. God warns us of it several times in his word. Back in Exodus, he said, "You shall not follow a crowd to do evil." In Proverbs 1:10, he says, "My son, if sinners lure you, do not go along with them." In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul warns, "Do not be deceived. Keeping bad company corrupts good morals." And in James, we read, "Whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." And there's examples in the Bible as well of people who were subject to peer pressure and gave in. Think of Aaron when he was stuck at the bottom of the mountain and Moses had gone up to Mount Sinai, was gone for 40 days. The people were pressuring him and he gave in. He made them that golden calf. We look at the entire period of the judges in the Old Testament, and very often it's a case of Israel giving in to peer pressure again and again and again. Seeing all the peoples around them and the pleasure that they're getting in their worship of false gods. Over and over and over again. So this world around you is full of pressure. People around you in this world will pressure you to do things that are wrong. 1 Peter says, "They're surprised that you do not plunge headlong into the same overflowing river of sin with them." But it's not just the people out in the world. It's the people here as well. The people next to you. They're going to pressure you to do things. Maybe it's overt. Maybe they will say it. Or maybe it's more subtle with things like saying things behind your back, or subtly not wanting to hang out with you anymore. So how do we deal with peer pressure? I'd like you to remember three things today. The first is, you are a child of God. He loves you so much that he gave up his one and only son for you. He loves you no matter what. Even if I've given in to peer pressure and done the wrong thing thousands of times in my life, God stands there with forgiveness. In 1 John, we read, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The second thing I'd like you to remember is you don't have to rely on your own strength to resist it. God is our refuge and strength, our help in times of trouble. He tells us in 1 Corinthians 10, God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Focus on our Savior and what he's done for us. And he provides not only the power, but also the motivation to follow his will and do what he tells us to do in his word. And the third thing I'd like you to remember is that peer pressure is not always a negative thing. Peer pressure can be a positive thing. In fact, that's exactly what God commands us to do in his word. We read in Hebrews 10:24, let us also consider carefully how to spur each other on to love and good works. Spur each other on. Pushing each other. Motivating each other. In a positive way. To love and good works. What does that look like in my life? God tells us here, consider carefully. So we should. So think about that for a second. Think about your day so far, up to this point. Think about every interaction that you've had with someone else. Was there a moment you could have said something nice to someone? Any little opportunity to encourage someone to love one another? To encourage someone to obey God's word? A chance to stand up for someone rather than speaking badly about them? Consider it carefully, he says. And so consider the rest of your day. Look forward and look for opportunities to do that. Consider carefully how to spur each other on to love and good works. After all, that's one of the big reasons why we're here. To support one another. Build one another up. Spur one another on. Give each other peer pressure. For love and good works. Let's sing of this in the words of hymn 844, verses 2, 3, and 4.